after Jesus experienced the temptation 40 days in the desert, and he experienced, and then he won the temptation. He went around to preach the word and perform miracles, healing the sick. From synagogue to others, from house to house, he preached the word and heals the people. And then in this gospel, we notice that many people come, and then no more place, and then two men look ways for ways just to get in, and then they open up the roof para lang makababa itong paralitiko. If everybody doing like this, that just want to help his friend or siblings, do whatever they can do, no matter what, and then with belief that he will be helped by Jesus. So it was rewarded by their faith. And then first thing Jesus did is not the healing, the physical healing, but the spiritual healing. Your sins are forgiven. Either sins ng tao may sakit, or those four men up there, siguro parehas. Your sins are forgiven. And then, kung napansin natin, the scribes, they know that hindi pwede yun. It's easier for us now to say that Jesus is God. But during that time, the scribes know well that nobody can forgive the sins on this earth except God. Kaya sabi nila, sino ito? But pansin ninyo, hindi sila nakapagsalita. Maybe deep inside they know that maybe this is Jesus. This is the Messiah. This is the Christ that we are waiting for. Kaya hindi sila nakapagsalita. But Jesus knew that what they are thinking of. Kaya sabi nila, I know. Anong inisip nyo? Anong mas madali? To forgive the sins? Or to say that you are healed, go home? For us, mas madali kasi madali makita. Pagalingin yung mga may sakit. Hindi kasi lang tinakikita yung spiritual healing because it is inside. Ini masadong halata. Pero the most important thing in this life is spiritual healing. Kung nakapagpagaling niya yung mga puso ng tao, nasaktan, masakit ang damdamin, and then makikita sa mukha, magiging magaan ang pakiramdam. He can deal with everybody. He can walk freely because he or she was healed spiritually. brothers and sisters, let us help one another, no matter what, and then pray for one another, no matter what, and then believe that Jesus, God Himself, will help us. Sometimes, natatakot tayo, we are afraid that we cannot do that. But with our faith, Jesus, God, will take care of the rest. Basta may paraan tayo. Second, kung napansin nyo, noon nababa itong tao, no comment si Jesus. Not even one word commented on that paralytic that dumating, nakarating sa harapan niya. He was preaching, he was teaching. Nakakasira yung momentum, but no comment. Hindi niya na-feel na interrupted siya. Maybe we can learn from this experience. Sometimes, madali tayong feel interrupted. Kay mga magulang sa noon ako sa parokya, paminsan-minsan hindi dinadala yung kanyang mga anak sa simbahan dahil nakakadistarbo daw. Dahil nakakasira daw ang kanilang prayer momentum, prayer time. Pero katulad ni Jesus, hindi siya nakakadistarbo kahit habang siya nagtuturo, may dinala sa kanyang harapan ang may sakit, and then he does the best. Pinaglilingkuran niya yun. Kahit anong mangyari, we try to help others in any situations in this life. With all the trust of the paralytic's friends, let us bring to the Lord the needs and miseries of the church and of the world.